Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
Got another great show planned full of celebrity entertainment news. But before we get to all of that, we have to say hello to the East Coast and our Atlanta crew. Hello.
What's up, Atlanta?
Peace out.
Look at that. The Brat is back.
Yay, Brat. We miss you. Miss y'all, too.
Portia's still out breastfeeding baby PJ, but we have Eva Marcille sitting in here. So
why must she be breastfeeding? Like, why
she's
why is
always
she breastfeeding
in my mind. Even before she had the baby. Later in the show, if you think Roseanne's comments were bad, mm-hmm. you know, back when Roseanne made comments, there's a BBC radio host who made a comment about royal baby Archie that's going to make you absolutely gag. It is sick.
Really?
Also, we'll be talking about Kelsey Grammer. And I guess Kelsey likes to get real kinky. But first, Headcrack, what's going on?
Well, y'all, looks like Howard Stern is having some regrets. Now, in a recent interview he did with The Hollywood Reporter, Stern shared some excerpts from his new book, Howard Stern Comes Again, and he revealed the interview he did with actor Robin Williams still makes him cringe to this day. Mm. Now, he told reporters, I love Robin Williams, but there I am beating him over the head with, hey, I hear you. Nanny, I could have had a great conversation, but I'm playing to the audience. They want to hear outrageousness, and that's my arrogance, thinking that Robin Williams can't entertain my audience. How stupid am I? Mm. Now, Howard admits he was combative with many guests and lashed out at anyone and everyone whose career was prospering at the time. Which I think
he has. He's guilty of that.
So here's the thing: now that you're Howard Stern and you're on Sirius XM and you're working about 3 days a week and you're worth $1 billion, you can look back and say, "I really wish I could have been myself and who I truly am." On my show, but back then he was playing to his audience, and his audience wanted to hear crazy questions like, are you nanny? So, but he's saying that makes me cringe now. But he knew his audience, and that's what made him who he is. So to say he can apologize now, later. I mean, now that he has all the money and the success, because he doesn't need it.
I think it's more than just the money, though. I mean, like Robin Williams killed himself in 2014, so he's like looking back and in hindsight saying, I could have had a conversation with him that he didn't have with anyone else, and I could have learned something from this man so much bigger than what I was doing.
Even when you think about your career, like, I mean, everybody here is. Been doing radio or some sort of media for a while, like there's things you would have did when you were younger that you were like, I don't care, I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say, and then like, you know, the wiseness and the wisdom kicks in and you're like, oh man, I was outrageous.
Heidi used to stick out her tongue for the radio audience when we go out in public because Heidi has an 8-inch tongue. We've all heard about that, right? Mm-hmm. Heidi retired that when Cosmo called her a skank for sticking her tongue out, but I think that really is what made Heidi's career. She needs to stick it back out again.
That's the meanest thing you've ever said to me. And it's not my comedy, not my intellect, not my smarts, not that it's just that.
No.
That made me.
No, it's what makes you special.
No, it's your wits and your tits, Heidi.
Thank you.
For sure.
Oh, my God. All right, y'all, I have some kind of disappointing news. And, Gary, somebody is already coming for your baby cousin. The son of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Archie Harrison, Mountbatten, Windsor, just 72 hours fresh out of his mother's womb.
Oh,
Jesus. Let me tell y'all, BBC broadcaster Danny Baker was fired for comparing the royal baby to a chimp.
Okay.
You are lying, Brad.
Really?
Let me tell you, girl, hold on. Danny tweeted a photo of a chimp in a suit holding the hands of a smartly dressed couple with the caption, Royal Baby Leaves
Hospital.
Oh, my
God.
What was the outrage? There had to be some, right?
Listen, honey, this tweet caused instant outrage because of the racist undertones against the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan, whose mom, Doria Ragland, is African-American.
And Meghan, who's African-American.
Okay. Right. And Danny was immediately fired from BBC and released an apology via Twitter that said, "Once again, sincere apologies for the stupid, unthinking gag pic earlier. Was supposed to be a joke about royals versus circus animals in posh clothes, but interpreted as about monkeys and race. So rightly deleted. Royal watching is not my forte. Also, guessing it was my turn in the barrel."
If he's a BBC radio host and he follows the news at all, when Roseanne made her comments and lost her job, it's clear that you don't reference this. It's not like something new and he's the first one. It's like, really?
I've never heard of this.
This is obvious. Right. Yeah.
He's a liar.
I'm glad he lost his job.
We want to call people names and make comparisons. I think he looks like the puppet from Jigsaw.
Oh my God, he does. Want to play a game?
Oh my God, you guys are going to love this because we're going to talk about Sharon Stone, and she is aging like a fine wine. I've got pictures to show you. Don't go anywhere. Your mind is going to be blown. This woman is 61 years old, and she is gracing the cover of Vogue Portugal's sex issue and absolutely killing the game.
Yes.
I'm not mad at this at all.
Wow.
So, you know, obviously she pays homage to her role in Basic Instinct, mm-hmm. and she just went for it. I mean, this woman oozes
61.
Sex. Yeah.
When you think about people like actually selling their soul to the devil, when you see Sharon Stone, do you think that's a possibility that people actually do that?
Here's what I really don't like about this story, because I did read about Sharon Stone, and she says that she's at 61, how she's in such great shape and looks so good. She gave up alcohol. And that was maybe the worst thing I've ever read, because I was like, well,
why?
Do I want to look like Sharon Stone or get the buzz on? And I've chosen the buzz. I don't care.
Yeah, because the more you drink, the more you look like Sharon Stone to yourself.
The more you drink, the more you look like Sharon Stone.
Yes, that's how.
Keep drinking, America. The hotter I'll get.
No, I was wondering, at 60, what kind of person open their legs that wide? Because, I mean, 61, you're kind of old. And you cannot spread your legs that wide.
Those are brand new hips, Gary. She's brand new hips.
Okay.
Well, guys, we knew it was just a matter of time before it happened, but the college admission scandal is now going to become a TV series.
Wow, that's quick.
There's no script yet, and we don't know where it's going to air, but people are wondering who would play the role of the actresses in the TV series. E! Online suggested that Laura Dern or Hilary Swank could play Felicity Huffman.
Or I could, also an actress, if Hollywood's watching.
Oh, please.
You don't think I could play Felicity Huffman? What do I have to do? I'll do anything. My daughter has to go to USC. She has to. I will do anything.
Your daughter's going to KFC.
Yeah. You couldn't get your daughter into a bucket of chips.
Oh, my God.
Also, they're suggesting maybe for Lori Loughlin that one of my favorites of all time, Felicity star.
Oh, Carrie Russell.
Carrie Russell. Might play.
Lori Loughlin?
Lori Loughlin. So, who do you guys suggest to play the roles of these actresses?
I don't know. God bless. I like looking at these pictures, I can't tell who's who.
Right?
They all look the same to you?
I would say Felicity Huffman. I think Caitlyn Jenner. For Lori Loughlin, Zendaya.
Okay, well, diversity higher. Throw Shannon Doherty in something. Just throw Shannon Doherty in anything.
Okay.
Why don't they play themselves once they get out of jail?
Yeah.
Because they've lost their jobs so far,
right? They need
work. They need work.
No one knows the story better than them, except me. I've already auditioned. Yeah.
I think they should bring Sally Strutter. She should play Felicity Hoffman.
Why not them Olsen twins?
One of the Olsen twins.
I think they should flip it and make the whole cast black.
Oh, well, hell, they're doing enough putting us in jail saying that we've done
something. It becomes a touching story about some parents who really wanted their kids to go to an Ivy League school. Get that experience they were never able to have in the inner city.
That's not how we do it, though. We use our aunt's address. That's not how black folks
She's
do it.
She's the mom that takes it. You can use my address, baby. They'll think you live in that neighborhood. You can come here.
You live at Auntie Deborah's house now.
Oh, Todd Bridges gets to play the father.
Oh, man, how we you feel if your child called your ex's new partner mom or dad? We'll talk about it after the break. Dish Nation.
Hi, ladies. Have you heard of this amazing shoe company called Rothy's? Rothy's has quickly grown to be the most loved, gotta have them brand. They have over 1,000 nearly perfect reviews. They're stylish, sustainable, comfortable, washable, really an all-in-one pair of shoes. They're perfect for life on the go. I love how they're constantly launching new styles. So we're guaranteed to find a pair or three that we love. The playful designs are great. I recently got the Sunshine Point shoe, and I love how it adds a pop of color to my outfit while still looking polished and professional. Perfect for coming here to work at Dish or even going out to events. And since Rothy's are seamlessly crafted from recycled water bottles, they're ultra comfortable as soon as you slip them on. And right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for our viewers. Use code DISH to get free shipping with no minimum, free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's shoe. And trust me, you won't return them. Go to Rothy's.com, R-O-T-H-Y-S.com. Enter the code DISH to get your new favorite flats and free shipping. Once you try the shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and sustainable, you're never going to want to wear anything else. Head over to Rothy's.com and claim this offer with code DISH.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
Eva, darling, I know this is something, honey, that you can relate to. Okay. All right, now, Christina Milian and the singer Dream, their daughter, honey, little Miss Violet, was caught on video calling Christina's boyfriend, Matt Pokora, daddy, while the two were, honey, visiting Disney World. Now, during the trip, Matt surprised Violet by buying her tickets to see Ariana Grande, and Violet was very excited about it. Take a look.
Daddy.
What?
Where are we? Don't say it. It's just thinking of Ariana Grande song.
So where do you think we're going? We're going to Ariana Grande's concert.
Yes.
Now, as a father, if I saw my kid calling somebody else daddy, I'd feel a certain way about it because I feel like I'm not doing what I need to be doing in that kid's life to where, like, you know, they feel that comfortable.
Ooh.
So you got to imagine the Dream has to feel some sort of way about this, right?
As a parent, you know your effort. You know what you're doing, and you know if you're not there a lot, or you know if there is a man there that's there a lot.
He's going to take the place.
Is taking that place.
I would think there's a mutual respect between the Dream and the boyfriend.
You better be diplomatic.
Because the daughter, she clearly be like, daddy, my daddy. You know what I'm saying? She not getting ready to be like Tom or Matt or whatever his damn
that
name
hood,
is.
Like them hood gonna, kids, they be like, yeah. You ain't my daddy. You ain't even my daddy.
Oh, yeah. Lord, honey. Oh.
The internet kind of goes crazy in situations like this. Like, they ain't even really married yet. There's no reason why this girl should be called. At the end of the day, monitor your house.
Right, calm down.
Well, it looks like Kelsey Grammer's ex-wife, Camille Grammer, is telling it all. On a recent episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Camille claims that she and former husband, Kelsey Grammer, like to get really kinky. Like Kinkay.
Right, so
she revealed to her castmate they allegedly fooled around in a bedroom with a strap on while married. Now, she said, I used to wear these contraptions with my ex, but that's why we're no longer together. My ex and I did some sexy, kinky play. This is what we do for the people we love.
What?
Why
did she just tell the world that Kelsey Grammer
is Kelsey Cramer?
But that's cute, though, honey. I mean, so, Brad, what you know about strap-ons? I mean, what is that? I mean, you know?
I never, darling, okay? Never have, never will, and never needed it. Never know none of that, darling, okay? So
be not dismayed
or deceived, okay? Okay? I have nothing against the real thing, darling.
I mean, how do you feel about this? I mean, like, you know, say, like, if you with somebody for a long period of time and then y'all separate and they start spilling secrets.
To talk about using a full-on strap-on, not like, hey, we play with candy cutter nights. We like sex toys. But, like, I wore a strap on for him. That's like way beyond the marriage veil. Like, you keep that behind closed doors. And if you get divorced and get paid out as much as Kelsey did.
Because he gave her thick coin.
Baby. Kelsey gave Camille Grammer one of the largest payouts in Hollywood history.
Yes, we remember, honey. Yes.
And she should not be telling that he like it.
That's how people get killed, honey, because, you know, I wouldn't dare tell nobody. If I was with somebody, I wouldn't dare tell them. I mean, no matter how pissed off I am with them,
you old school queen now.
That's right, honey. Honey. You take that to the grave, honey.
So you be floating in the river, huh, Gary?
You be floating in the river, honey.
All right, up next, could you hear the same song over and over and over for 24 hours? Well, someone chose to. We have more details about that after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Hey!
Now, the NHL team, the St. Louis Blues, has had one hell of a season, y'all, and a lot of that has to do with the team's victory song. Not a current hit. No, they took it all the way back to the disco era, honey, and chose the hit song Gloria, sung by the late Laura Branigan. The team's front office staff even did its own music video for the song. Take a look. Victory song. Did they go too far?
No, that was a great song. We need to play it on the rap station here. Gloria, calm down some of this madness.
Probably not.
Well, what would be your victory song, Gary?
Diana Ross song, Muscles.
Okay.
What about you, Brad?
Drake, I'm a mother legend.
Mm. Why you say like that, Gary?
Those Muscles would just top all that madness y'all talking about.
But see, you talking about what she want, okay? I'm talking about what I am.
Okay. Oh, I'd like to hear that song sung by Mike Tyson. I want muscles. So Paradise Hotel is back after 11 years.
Oh, wow.
It premieres tonight on Fox, and its new version is hosted by Kristen Cavallari, best known for Laguna Beach and The Hills. And now, for those that don't know, Paradise Hotel is a reality competition show where hot chicks and single dudes check into a paradise to find love or hook up. But they're also competing against each other to possibly win $250,000. We got a little sneak peek at when two of the sexy singles meet for the first time on tonight's episode. Take a look.
Did you already go swimming?
I did.
Oh my God, was it so nice?
It was. Can I show you
naked,
my banana?
Right? Okay. Perfect.
Oh.
I didn't bring any peanut butter. Hi, I'm Brittany. Nice to meet you.
I mean, but just imagine if you was put in that situation, right? Where, like, you found somebody, you found them attractive, they had it going on in every department, but somebody's about to offer you $250,000. Are you taking a relationship or are you taking a bath?
If I go on a show and I'm supposed to find love, I'm on a beautiful island in a hotel where people are giving me whatever I want and I got everything to my service, honey, I will wear that room service bill.
Enjoy my life. Take that quarter of a meal
and check everybody deuces.
Don't forget, Paradise Hotel premieres tonight at 8 p.m. 7 Central on Fox. I can't wait. I'm setting my TiVo now.
All right, y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
So, guys, I have to tell y'all something about something that has changed my life. I was so tired of my cell phone dying all the time until I got the Liz Claiborne charging wristlet.
Hey.
It's amazing, y'all, because it has built-in features of power bank and cables that's compatible with Android or Apple devices. And no matter what kind of phone you got, you'll always have full power.
Ooh, Brad, now tell me more, honey.
Well, the wristlet also features an interior lining with RFID data theft protection to prevent high-tech identity and data theft. And that's perfect for keeping your phone charged and your credit cards protected when you're on the go. Plus, it has an interior pocket, four interior card slots, and another interior pocket, which makes it very functional. And all the pockets have zippered closure with an eye-catching tassel of an array of style and colors.
Oh my goodness, this is so cute. I have to have one, but first, how much is it?
Well, Eva, the Liz Claiborne charging wristlets normally go for about $50, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $19!
Yay!
That's right. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Up next, and we'll show you some nail art that you will have to see to believe. All right, after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Okay, y'all, it's time for
Nailed It.
Now, honey, my eyes have never seen anything quite like this before. Now, just when you think that you've seen every nail design in a book, honey, here comes something else. Now, y'all ready to see this creation?
I am. You know, I love a nail, Gary.
All right, honey. Now, I hope you got a can of Gillette and a razor blue because you're gonna need it to check this out. Watch.
got these Monique nails.
So, Eva and Brad, honey, I mean, would you ladies get these hairy nails?
What did I just see?
I don't understand.
What?
That was disgusting.
And then they put hair on it just to shave it off. Like,
yeah, but men like hairy leg women.
No.
What men?
I think men who like
men
like hairy legs.
I thought men liked hairy leg women because that was the lead to all other great
things.
That's
what they've been telling you because you're the hairy leg woman.
Well, I be damned. Oh my God.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.